The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Boys and girls, this is the Undisputed Era. Adam Cole, Kyle O'Reilly, Roderick Strong, and you're listening to Going In Raw, baby.
What's up, it's your girl, Sasha Banks, the legit boss, and you're watching Going In Raw. You like that?
This is Shayna Baszler, and you're watching Going In Raw.
What's up? This is the most must-see WWE superstar of all time and his lovely, gorgeous wife,
Marie.
And you are going in SmackDown Live.
This is the glorious one, Bobby Roode. And you're watching Going In Raw.
Hey guys, this is Charlotte, and you're watching Going In Raw.
What's up? It's the moonwalking, trash talking princess of Staten Island. I want to remind you all that Mela is money, and you're watching Going In Raw.
Hey, this is Shinsuke Nakamura. Shinsuke watching Going In the Raw.
This is the knockout artist, Cassius Ohno, and you're Going In Raw.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you need to be listening to right here at youtube.com/Steve and Larson and available wherever fine podcasts are. Be sure to hit that subscribe button and the notify bell next to it to make sure you always get your new Going In Raw notifications right here on YouTube. If you're listening to us in the audio realm, it always helps to leave a rating, review, or a comment to make sure our exposure gets boosted. We need to expose ourselves to others, Larson. Is that how it works?
Well, I changed my shirt before we did the show. I almost said I was going to do the show with no shirt on.
Ooh.
But instead, I put on this awesome all-over print slow
wool. You're going to get
one yourself. Links in the description. However, do not pay full price for it. Unfortunately, I have no control, no say over price or sizing options. But there's always coupon codes for Society 6 out there. Your first order, I think, you get 30% off or something.
You can remarkably, just sign up. We've sold 66 of these atrocities.
These are terrible. They're so well made.
Yeah, everybody talks about
the fabric's
the
good.
Quality. Yeah, it is good.
The print job is outstanding. The detail's great. The red pops.
And I know I said
good quality shirt.
I know I said I was going to put the pictures up of the people who have sent in pictures of the Slow Wolf all over print, Slow Wolf Pack shirt. I am going to do that, just not today. I'm going to do it probably Monday.
How about this? When we sell 3 more shirts.
Oh, no. We can't do that. We can't do that. I've already promised so many people that I would do it.
I know, but if we sell 3 more shirts, how many would we sell?
All right. I'm going to make a plea to everybody out there. We just need 3 more. I'm still going to put the pictures up. But
yes,
this weekend, we need 3 more of these ugly-ass shirts sold to get to the magical, luscious number 69. And then I'm going to take the damn thing down.
All right.
And then I'm taking it down.
That's fair. There limited are time
only,
only.
There are only 3 more shirts available so that we can get to 69.
And then it's not going to be available ever again.
And then it's never going to be available
again. We just made a limited edition.
We only are offering 69 of these shirts.
All right, you better keep close tabs of this while we're doing the show, because we're going to sell 3 of them during the show.
We better not get to, if we get, the problem is if we get to 70, we have to keep it in perpetuity.
I know.
So, because then the joke's done with.
Yeah, no.
So I'm going to make sure, I'm going to keep a close eye on it here and make sure we don't sell.
So anybody here that's watching this live in chat, communicate with each other before you press buy if you're going to do so.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, we're at 66 now. I'm going to reload this screen from time to time. We're also available on the Patreon at patreon.com/Steven Larson. We did have a couple new patrons while I slept last night. I'm going to read their names off right here because you get a shout out when you do this. We had Norwegian Blue, Obi Bon Kehovi, and Hunter. New patrons, thank you very much for your support. It really does help. So, yeah.
Thank you, Alexi.
What did Alexi have
he
to
promoted,
say?
He put the link in the chat here.
Only don't 3. Don't do that. Don't do that. Yeah, only 3 left.
And then gone.
I wish there was like a little ding, ding, ding thing.
Gone forever.
Gone forever. But if we do accidentally sell 4 more, then it's in perpetuity.
Yeah, it'll be available for until the end of time.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Deals. Deals. Before we get into the news, let's talk about that Becky Lynch tweet.
Oh, man.
Becky Lynch is completely taken over Twitter.
She's operating. Oh, look at that picture.
I know it's a great picture. I know.
She is operating on a whole other level.
She posted a side-by-side picture of the reason she was out for 1 week on SmackDown Live, and then another picture next to it where she's trying to think of why Charlotte was out for an entire month. And it's a picture that's cropped, and it makes it fairly obvious what she's referring to. It's hilarious. Becky's the best. Please no lecherous comments in our chat. That would be appreciated. Good, fun humor. I only wish I knew what Charlotte texted Becky Lynch when she saw that, because, you know, they are probably both getting a kick out of that.
Also, I know what Becky probably texted Charlotte in advance of posting it.
I think they're probably beyond that.
You think so?
They're probably beyond that. They probably understand each other well enough,
yes,
to know what they can make fun of and what's off limits.
Yes.
So, yeah, Becky is fantastic.
Oh, she's the best.
Somebody here in chat asks, what if somebody buys all four shirts at once?
Well, then it's available for the rest of time.
Well, then it's available in perpetuity. And nobody's done that anyways. And nobody should do that because it's like $37 after that first one. Like the first one, I think you have a coupon for. After
you
got to pay full price. Nobody do that. But anyways. Anyway,
let's talk about some news. What do you say?
Some wrestling news.
So, of course, Friday is our WWE-focused news show. Today is everything other than WWE. It's like New Japan, Ring of Honor, Impact.
Yeah, but we still
take Underground.
It's just kind of morphed into. So we do cover that stuff. We try to cover that stuff. It's kind of morphed into, if there's WWE news, we'll probably drop it, because if there's something that happened between yesterday and today.
Oh, like major, yeah.
Yeah, like if there's something major that happens, we'll talk about it. It's just sort of morphed into a Saturday news show, but we also cover this stuff just to fill time. that people, but fewer and fewer people seem to be caring about Impact, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's for sure.
The new ratings are out for Impact. We're going to talk about those a little bit later.
Yeah, later. Not good. So anyways, Wrestling Inc. reports that composer Joseph Chabasson appeared on the Creative Control podcast, where he revealed that he was working on a documentary about the best bout machine, Kenny Omega. This is what Chabasson had to say. Quote, I just finished.
Chabasson.
No, I misspelled it the second time. First time's correct.
Chabasson.
I just finished a documentary about a wrestler that's going to be coming out on HBO in the new year, which is going to be really exciting. It's a wrestler named Kenny Omega. He's a wrestler from Winnipeg, but he went to Japan and formed this tag team called the Golden Lovers.
Mm-hmm.
He's a pretty incredible dude. I was really happy with scoring it. So I read this initially, see, Kenny Omega documentary on HBO. I'm hype.
Awesome.
I am super excited because it was the Andre the Giant one, also on HBO. That was really good.
Yeah.
I was thinking top-notch production value, gripping narrative. I'm all in on it.
Yeah.
And then Dave Meltzer in the newsletter has to clarify exactly where this is airing. So if you're living in the States, don't get your hopes up quite yet.
Mm.
He says, quote, just to clarify, this would be HBO Canada, not HBO in the U.S. The idea is that there was a Canadian who lives in Winnipeg who was well-known in wrestling circles, but most Canadians didn't know him, who was a major celebrity sports star in Japan. The idea was to also distribute outside of Canada, so that's hopeful, but it was made for a Canadian audience.
We're living in a global community these days, Larson. Global localization, as somebody put it, I forget who. Why would we not get to see this at the same time the Canadians do?
I'm trying to think of the 25.
We're on the same damn continent.
Of the 25 HBOs I have on my cable provider, if one of them is HBO Canada.
You would think, right?
So I know there's HBO West Coast, HBO East Coast, HBO HD, HBO something else.
Is there a sports? HBO Sports?
No, they don't have their own channel, their own network. HBO Spanish language.
What about HBO Late Night Erotic? What was that show?
Real Sex.
You know what sucked about Real Sex?
Hmm.
Everything. Because it was like, I remember as a kid sometimes, you know, you turn on, ooh, parents are in bed, I'm going to turn on Real Sex. And it was always like the worst. It was always like these dumpy ass looking old couples who would do like weird things about sex.
Well, you hear these see the title and you think as, you know, a teenager, ooh, this is going to be,
right.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And it was a very academic approach to matters of sex and sexuality.
None of it was very attractive. None of it was like, oh, wow, this is salacious.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I have. There's nothing salacious about it. But, that was the intention of the show.
Wait for the 3 minutes of sex that was featured in Red Shoe Diaries. You got to watch a 30-minute story with David Duchovny in it.
Doing the narration.
Is dull narration.
Yeah.
Man, yeah, real sex is crap. Bunch of weird old people doing their weird fetish stuff. I want to see young, virile.
Anyways,
yeah, this is great. We'll see it eventually, man. We live in a global community. Eventually, we'll watch this. We'll watch this shit.
HBO here in the States, somewhere else. Who knows? Available to stream somewhere.
We sold one more. Oh, man. We sold one more. We're at 67.
Yeah.
Two more. If I notice when it gets to 69, closing it down.
Matthew Williams Esquire says, you just caught bad episodes. Could be.
I don't know, man. I saw a lot of those over the years because it started in the 90s. And so, like, all through the 90s through, like, I don't know, a couple of years ago, I'd still be like, when have they got anything good? There was never a good one. There was better action on Taxi Cab Confessions than flipping real sex. That was terrible. Anyway.
Alex C. says, you're about to get timed out bad. Or bud, sorry.
Oh, man. So, that's cool. That's awesome. I mean, that's a story I'm fascinated to hear.
That'd be very exciting to present. Not just the story of Kenny Omega, but the story of the Golden Lovers to a larger audience.
Ideally.
That'd be great.
Maybe the WWE will get some exposure to Kenny Omega. They'll learn who he is, and they'll offer him a deal.
I'm sure they know.
I know he's been trying to get there for a long time now.
Well, he was in WWE developmental, in case you didn't know.
He's been in the industry for a very long time.
Yeah,
working the independent scene.
Period in WWE developmental, Deep South Wrestling.
Working that independent scene, getting paid in hot dogs every week. I heard that. New Japan pays people in hot dogs. Anyways. Speaking of New Japan, Kushida.
He's great. He's the ace of the junior division.
Yeah, apparently. And he's also a time traveler.
Well, it's just his gimmick. He's
WWE wants to appropriate his time traveling technology.
And make him the ace, maybe, of 205 Live.
They're getting closer to Raw Gate technology, and Kushida might be the piece. Anyways,
the key.
This is from Wrestling Observer Newsletter.
Correct.
Kushida is a name that has been talked about for weeks, and we've been hearing more and more about it. Kushida is the current IWGP Junior Champion and faces Taiji Ishimori at the Tokyo Dome. He's under contract. Oh, really? That's cool. What did Ishimori do to get that shot? Did he
challenged.
Win something?
No, I think he was challenged.
Oh, okay. That's cool. He's under contract in New Japan until the end of January, so he shouldn't be hearing his name. But WWE has been more forward about trying to get people. This is kind of the bigger story.
Yeah, I know.
And not caring about contracts.
So they're not caring about tampering.
Yeah. Because here's the thing. It's not tampering if you don't get sued for it. Basically, the feeling is that nobody, with the possible exception of Sinclair and MLW, would take any action against them. And for New Japan Pro Wrestling, it's a difficult process based in Japan.
Hold on, before you continue, the Ring of Honor did sue WWE for tampering. I can't remember what case, but I believe WWE kind of instituted a 90-day grace period.
Yeah.
When Ring of Honor talent's contracts would run out before they would, negotiate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was a few years back. Anyways, continue.
It's a difficult process based in Japan, but that's not saying what New Japan would or wouldn't do. Kushida is hardly the only New Japan person WWE is looking at getting right now for all the obvious reasons. This isn't to say it's a done deal, just a name WWE is earmarking, but enough that unlike other New Japan guys who they are after, this is one where the confidence level is at a point where it's being talked about more prominently. At least one idea has been talked about, which would involve him at NXT, as opposed to the obvious guys they want, but probably aren't in the end going to get.
He's talking about the Elite.
He's talking about the Elite, which means obviously he's talking to Cody Rhodes, which obviously means All Elite Wrestling is probably happening.
Yeah. We'll get to that later on in the show.
And we have more evidence to back that one up,
yeah.
Too. So, that'd be cool. Your concern, you said this off cam earlier, your concern is that he'd just end up on
205 Live.
205 Live.
This is war.
No, this is war.
Kushida's great.
Yeah, Kushida.
It'd be great matches, but you're leaving, if Kushida were to leave New Japan and in the end just end up on 205 Live, it's kind of a step down.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Yeah, it's a step down. I mean, Finn Balor kind of occupied similar territory in New Japan, a sort of head junior guy.
Ace.
For a spell. I don't see. Here's the thing. Ace is kind of is it a subjective thing? I know that like when the commentators dub somebody the ace, like Tanahashi is well known as the ace of New Japan.
Yeah, yeah.
He's sort of the guy, the face,
Well, it's
the standard bearer.
Yeah.
But not necessarily the champion.
No.
So I wonder if Prince Devitt was considered at the time the standard bearer.
I don't know. I don't know if that's the case, if they would ever dub him the ace, because like,
well, he's a foreigner for one thing.
Well, I think
I wonder if that matters.
I don't know. But both Kushida and Tanahashi have had a lot of title reigns in their respective divisions.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably more than anything.
And Kushida's been around for a while, I think. Yeah, so he was probably still I have no idea. I don't know. We're just talking about stuff we don't know about.
Yeah.
But in any event, he was in a fairly prominent spot, but he's probably smaller than, I don't know. I mean, they may view this as sort of how they viewed bringing in Rey Mysterio back in the day, who's obviously a smaller guy. Mm-hmm. Maybe they view him as a guy who can come in and be sort of underdog guy on like SmackDown, for example, especially if Fox Sports is looking, is looking for a more sports-based athletic thing. Mm-hmm. A guy like Kushida.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Who has some MMA-informed moves in his repertoire. Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So this isn't, this would be interesting. I mean, I keep as up-to-date with New Japan as I try to, as evidence earlier when I didn't know how Ishimori got to the title scene.
Joe Horace says Kushida was the ace of the juniors when Devitt was there.
Okay, there you go. There you go. Was there a prior Joe? Was there a prior ace?
Probably.
Well, yeah, but I'm asking him because he probably knows yes or no and who it was.
Jushin Liger.
There you go. At some point, he had to have been the ace, right?
Yeah, I think he was for like the entirety of the 90s.
He's like legacy ace guy.
Yeah.
Legacy. Anyways, don't laugh at that. Don't encourage me.
No, that's good.
I'm an idiot. So, no, this is cool. But it does. I mean, look, this is just one name out of apparently several. WWE, A, doesn't care about their current contracts. B, doesn't even really seem to care about what the hell they're going to do with them after they get there.
No, they want to collect them all. They just want to get all the wrestlers they can. They'll worry about the rest later.
Dude, just collect them.
Which seems like a kind of a bad business practice, because eventually, we talked about this one of the shows earlier this week, where it's going to get to a tipping point where prospective WWE signees will look at the WWE roster and then think to themselves, where's my place in all this?
Yeah.
It's too congested. It's too congested. There's too much talent there. They'd have better luck going elsewhere.
Yeah.
In terms of doing interesting stuff, working regularly. Yeah, I mean, sure, you get the massive downside guarantee in WWE, but it depends on what people value. If they value money above everything else, or if they value the creative aspects of wrestling.
Well, they value money. People like money, dude.
Oh yeah, money's important.
Money is everything. I don't know. But it'll be interesting to see who else they're able to poach from New Japan. That's going to be interesting. So, there is the consideration that, you know, now that NXT UK has started, it's off to, and they're going to do a takeover.
Running 2 hours of content every week.
Yeah. Is Japan next? And are they going to start taking people from New Japan to plunk them down in WWE
now, that's another,
Japan?
Another thing, too, that if, say, they want to start NXT Japan and they want to sign, you know, some top talents from New Japan, All Japan, Pro Wrestling, Noah, Dragon Gate. I guess you could do a whole lot worse than having Kushida being your top guy.
Your top guy there, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you want to build a new promotion in Japan, Kushida's a good place to
start. Here's the thing. They're going to have to pay him a lot more than what WWE Japan is going to be worth, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like
Pete Dunne's probably
making a bunch of money right now because he's doing both. I mean, we've seen like on Breaking Ground, you know, they're making their money and then they get a big pay raise if they do good work, basically. Pete Dunne, he's probably making six figures at this point.
I would hope so.
The vast majority of the UK roster isn't, but he probably is. Mm-hmm. He's probably the only guy in the UK making that kind of money. I mean, Tyler Bate might be making close to it,
but
I don't know.
I don't know either.
They'd have to pay Kushida, you know, probably.
They'd have to pay Kushida at least
far above what he's making in New Japan.
Yeah, and he'd be making a lot more than anybody else in NXT UK, or sorry, Japan, I would think.
Yeah, I would think so too, yeah.
I just don't know if they'd want to do that.
Yeah, who knows? They're weird. Let's do some of these super chats.
Yeah, good idea.
Before we move on. Brisk couple of stories.
Sock man. Monkey Mike says, Going in Raw podcast is the best podcast ever. Thank you.
I don't know about that. I dispute that.
Yeah.
We are lazy bums compared to some of the podcasts out there.
Jeffrey Nguyen, leg day done, was twinning with Larson today.
Oh, yeah.
Thumbs up, Jeffrey
Nguyen. I got to get his picture up on the, wall.
Heck yeah. Mr. Michael Law, 2011. Hey, guys. Power rank top five all elite wrestling women talents.
Number five, Brandi Rhodes.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, Tennille Dashwood.
Britt Baker.
Britt, no, she's an NXT dude.
No, she's not.
Well, I mean, she had a match there.
She had a match, but she's not signed to NXT.
She did one of those. Didn't she do a picture of the Performance Center?
I don't think so. Oh. I don't think she's a recruit.
Dude, she's going to be in NXT. Her freaking husband's there. Boyfriend.
Yeah, but, you know, she seems dedicated to becoming
a dentite.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah, man.
DDS.
Tessa Blanchard.
She signed with Impact.
But doesn't that allow her to do anything she wants? Probably not anymore.
No, probably not
anymore.
They
don't let them do that anymore.
No. Jordan Grace signed to Impact.
She signed Impact.
Piper Niven, maybe?
Maybe.
I'm sure she's probably signed with Shimmer or something like that.
World of Sport?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know, man.
I don't know who's available in terms of
I'm tapping out.
I don't know. Kid Campbell. Three wrestlers visit Vince McMahon on Christmas Eve to convince him to be a better person. Who are the ghosts of Christmas past, present,
Dusty.
And future?
Dusty's the ghost of Christmas past.
That's good.
Who's the ghost of Christmas present?
CM Punk.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's good. And then who's the ghost of the future?
No, Daniel Bryan is the ghost of Christmas present.
Okay. The new Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
Fickle. Who's the ghost of the
You're
Christmas?
You're creative. The way you approach it, Vince. Yeah. Fickle.
And then the ghost of Christmas future is top notch. It's Dijakovic.
Yeah, there you go.
Feast your eyes on the future, Vince.
Yes. Do you want to end this way?
Feast your eyes. Let's see if anybody in the Discord has anything worth saying. Here we go. Jimmy Thomas with some clarification. Ishimori got the title shot when he pinned Kushida in junior tag league.
Oh, there you go.
Did anybody say who the ace was prior to Kushida?
I didn't notice.
Diddly Doodler, could you redeem those hot dogs for a sandwich or a taco when you're getting paid in hot dogs?
No, you can't trade in tacos from the bingo hall for a sandwich at Subway. It doesn't work that way.
That doesn't work.
Another super chat here. This is for us. I don't know this word. Aleatoric television? I don't know what that means. WWE trying to do a worldwide monopoly is scary. I mean, it's just what Vince did in the territory days on a global scale. That's it.
Yeah, but here's the big difference, though. The major difference is that in like those wrestling companies that he basically destroyed.
Yeah.
Up and down the roster, those guys were making a living. And nowadays, it's not like in MLW. I mean, well, I don't know about MLW because they do seem to have some money behind them.
Yeah.
But they do have a lot of wrestlers who wrestle in a lot of other places. So just based on wrestling in, I would think, MLW, up and down the entire roster, those guys aren't making a living just off of the MLW money. I would think that's not the case.
No, I mean, because they have to wrestle across country.
So Vince was ending basically people having jobs. These days, these smaller independent companies that might be, you know, going down because of WWE. Those guys aren't. Now, it doesn't mean there are fewer places to wrestle. I mean, potentially, but I don't know, man. I don't know. I think that we're still a couple of years away from really figuring out, you know, like even maybe a decade away from figuring out just how bad this is going to get.
Yeah, I know.
If it is going to be bad, if it is going to be a bad thing, or if it's going to, or if hungry young talent is going to come in and fill the gaps.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at all the talent they have, versus how they're using it on their flagship show. Yeah. It doesn't look good.
No, it doesn't.
When Baron Corbin is like the featured attraction in half the segments on Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
And yet you have how many other pieces
that could
be major, major stars on Raw and boost the ratings and boost enthusiasm. Like, what are you even doing over there? I don't know. It's a mess.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Alex C. claims it was Liger prior to Kushida.
Oh, okay.
Liger. So well done. Speaking of the Discord, that's a perk you can get at the $1, just $1. You'd be so surprised. On the Patreon, what $1 gets you.
$1.
For one thing, it gets you access to the Discord. Now, earlier today, we had, and this is going live on YouTube on Sunday as a premiere, Best of the Super Friendos 2. Fun wrestling, W Steve W. I won't spoil the outcome. Eight men on either side in a tournament to win a contract for either Fun Wrestling or W Steve W.
It's our own indie wrestling news right here.
And the ratings are in. The potato ratings are in.
Oh, yeah.
In the Discord. That's where you can get the Going In Robserver, where you can read up on all the latest action.
Yeah.
From WCW and Fun Wrestling. So that's, I mean, to me, the wrestling news, the Wrestling Observer newsletter is like $10 a month, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a best value deal.
Oh, yes.
It's a really
good
deal.
Even just, if you just consider the historical information contained within any issue of the newsletter, it's worth it. Anyways, continue.
But for one single dollar, $1, you get access to the Discord, which gets you access to the Going In Robserver. That's talking about a best value.
Best value. Greatest value.
Yeah, man.
Greatest value. We got one more New Japan story here.
But before we do that, we're going to check in on... Oh, okay. Still at 67.
Ooh. Ooh.
If I forget about that and we get to 70, shirts in perpetuity.
Available for all time. So we had the semifinals of the World Tag League went down. Gorilla's Destiny, I believe, beat Ishii and Yano. Evil and Sonata beat Killer Elite Squad. They're meeting at the finals December 9th.
Cool, man.
Gorillas of Destiny are your IWGP Heavyweight Tag Champions. Evil and Sonata won this tournament last year. Who do you think is winning?
Who's the Junior Tag Champions right now?
It's Kanemaru and El Desperado, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Suzuki-Gun.
Okay. All right.
Here in my mind, this is what's going to happen. I'm picking Gorillas of Destiny. Because if you're champions, you win the tournament, I guess you get a pick who your opponents are at Wrestle Kingdom.
Who's champions right now? The Gorillas of Destiny?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think they win. After their victory, Young Bucks come to the ring saying, you have our titles. We want match at Wrestle Kingdom. So we get Young Bucks, Gorillas of Destiny. This is what's going to happen.
Yeah, that could be. Is this All Elite Wrestling thing going to preclude them from wrestling in New Japan?
No, I think they're booked for Wrestle Kingdom. After that, I don't know.
Well, no. I'm sure they are booked for Wrestle Kingdom. But would New Japan put them in such a high-profile spot if there's a possibility they could leave? Unless the idea would, of course, be Gorillas Destiny, big high-profile win over Young Bucks, but they've already done that.
I know, but here's the thing. If Evil and Sonata win this match, then it's this match again at Wrestle Kingdom.
Oh, I got you.
Because if you win World Tag League, you're not the champs. You face the champs.
What's another prominent tag team? Yeah, you're right. Gorillas Destiny probably win. What's another prominent tag team that Gorillas Destiny could take on?
Oh, you mean at Wrestle Kingdom?
At Wrestle Kingdom.
The Revival.
Say yeah.
Yeah.
We go to Japan all day, all night.
Going to Wrestle Kingdom and we're ready to fight. Say yeah.
The Revival. Oh, man. Lucha House Party. That'd be sick.
Yeah.
Under Lucha House rules?
Yeah.
I'd watch that shit. Anyways, speaking of All Elite Wrestling, we've got more evidence.
Oh, man. This is
maybe
the clearest indication yet.
The biggest piece
AEW
of the puzzle.
AEW is actually happening.
The biggest piece of the puzzle. You guys think that these are Christmas lights up here? No, these are our conspiracy strings.
Yeah.
Going from Cody to
Chris Jericho.
Billionaire Khan.
To good old JR. To the Young Bucks.
to the revival.
Yes, it's all leading to All Elite Wrestling. So Chris Jericho did an interview with Dalby, I guess is a disc jockey, at a 104.9 The Wolf, I believe it was a Canadian radio station, and spoke about...
I wonder if they adopted that name when that Duran Duran song came out.
Hungry Like the Wolf?
Yes, that one.
Maybe. I don't know.
Could be.
Could be. It's a good song. And spoke about the Year of Jericho and what could be in store for him in the future. And these transcripts courtesy of Ringside News, what Y2J had to say, quote, "I think that's one cool thing about this whole year is that it's really given fans of Jericho a whole lot to be happy about and a lot to look forward to. Lots of surprises from the Kenny Omega match last year to us talking today. The best thing is I don't know what I'm going to do. There's nothing set in stone."
I like the big surprise he talked about. The latest big surprise is him talking to a radio station.
Oh, I've spoken to people in all those organizations that you mentioned. Impact, had a great conversation with them the other day in Toronto. There were some great matches I could have there. And why wouldn't I go if it was right?
It's not right.
There are a lot of matches in Japan I would still like to have. Is Tony Khan opening his own company? I have heard nothing that says he's not.
He is the biggest troll, man. That is such a troll.
No, that's AEW confirmed. He's double or nothing on AEW.
Yeah, yeah.
Confirmed. It's happening. Tony Khan starting his own wrestling promotion with Cody and Young Bucks. Chris Jericho more or less just confirmed that.
Jim Ross, good old Jim Ross. He's going to be there. He's going to be wrestling. It's going to be great. He's going to be sitting there calling the action, getting everybody's name wrong. There's John Jackson. John and Bill Jackson, the Young Bucks. They're doing great. They're wonderful young talents here on the up and coming. We got the revival coming in. Josh Dawson and Salad Jackson. Salad Jackson. Yeah, man. What do you think about this, Chris Jericho? This is just a big troll. They still don't know, but they probably do know.
See, but the
coming down to it, though.
Late last week after we did this show, Joe Koff, we heard, did an interview with Wrestling Inked. We spoke about him briefly on Monday. In that interview, he talked about Cody and the Young Bucks being gone from Ring of Honor.
Yeah, that was the most depressing, yeah.
But then he said, they definitely know what they're doing. They definitely have something they're going to do, I think is what he said.
Yeah, not wrestling Ring of Honor.
Yeah, but it made it sound more definitive than that.
Yeah.
Meltzer just said earlier in this other thing that they're not going to WWE.
He clearly says they are not going to WWE.
And they're not going back to Ring of Honor.
Medful has lunch with them every single day.
And I think they will continue to work for New Japan, but not exclusively. That leaves All Elite Wrestling.
AEW.
Make an announcement. They'll have the second All In Vegas Memorial Day weekend. And at that show, they'll announce this is the first show of their new promotion.
Ooh, do we need to go to Vegas?
Yeah, it'd be fun.
When's Memorial Day? May?
Yeah, end of May.
All right. So they're going to do a whole lot of nothing between January and May?
They're planning another all-in show, man. That takes work. They'll still do Being the Elite.
Yeah.
They'll keep their profile high.
All right. Well, that's good for them.
That's my prediction. That's how it's going to play out.
Well, it seems to be, the picture seems to be coming into focus. Jericho's going to help kick things off. He had a good conversation with Impact, which is going to lead to him
probably continually teasing a match at Impact, but having never come to fruition.
And then at one pay-per-view when he's supposed to be there, everybody says he's going to be there. Instead, it's going to be Ellsworth. And during the show, Jericho's going to be live. Oh, I'm sorry. I said the Ellsworth. I forgot that he's, yeah. No, it's definitely not going to be him. Jericho's going to be live tweeting it instead of showing up like he did at that last one. Mm-hmm. That was terrible. Mm-hmm. Man, he ain't going to Impact.
No, he's not going to Impact. There's no reason for going to Impact. You know why? Because the ratings suck.
116,000?
So, well, that was 122.
It was 122 last
week. Oh, 116.
It was down from 122.
Yeah, that's not good. It's better than 98 or where it was at the low, but it's still not good.
Yeah, but then remember it rebounded for a week?
And yeah,
then
it did. And then it's kind of
people remembered
back to
why they weren't watching it in the first
not
place.
Not good. So you didn't watch Impact, right?
I like that you spelled this dude's name Jake Christ, not Jake Christ.
Oh, oops. I typed these notes fast.
No, it's great.
Impact
new gimmick.
Impact result. Impact results.
This finisher is the Tremor Christ.
Jake Christ beat Willie Mack. So I guess Jake is in the, what's it called, Ultimate X tournament thing.
Cool, right on. Yeah, here's the thing, dude. It's already, I mentioned this before. I mentioned it, I think, last week. I was on a tear watching Impact every week. And then what happened? WWE showed up with two helpings of NXT UK.
Too much.
On Thursdays, I'm kind of just done. On Thursdays, I'm like, and then, dude, on top of that, on top, it is too much. On top of that, I logged back into my Demand Progress, the Progress streaming service, because I wanted to start watching their latest chapter, right? And then I noticed that they've got not just Progress, they've got AAW, which I've heard really good things about, and they've got Defy.
Oh, that's cool.
They've got a ton of indie wrestling on that service. I didn't read, because those are two promotions. I was like, oh man, I've always heard good things about them. So like that stuff I'm actually super interested in watching, and I'll probably catch some of it this weekend. But Impact has kind of fallen off, because here's the thing, honestly, too, with Impact is that since Austin Aries left and since the really hot Sami Callihan Penta feud, they haven't really done anything to like kill some buzz, you know, like to really get some word of mouth out there. Hey, now, and it's really difficult to keep that up. It's really difficult to keep that up. But it had nothing that they've done, because I keep an eye on it. Nothing that they've done really entices me to sort of stick around. So I don't know what it would take. I honestly don't know what it would take.
Yeah.
You know.
Dark Alley beat Heather Monroe. I guess now she's kind of aligned with Sue Young now.
I
read a recap on Cage Side Seats, and I don't know like stories that are going on.
I thought Allie was doing a thing where she was like, she had like Rosemary spirit, maybe?
Yeah. That's what it was. Yeah, okay. Because they were in the spirit world, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And Rosemary and Allie were seemingly fighting off Sue Young.
Yeah.
But this recap made it seem like she was kind of aligned with Sue Young now. I don't know. Desi Hit Squad defeated Damian Hyde and Manny Lemons. Ethan Page defeated Matt Sydal. He's in Ultimate X as well.
Oh, that's going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
I like Ethan Page, too. Yeah.
Apparently, there was a bit where Eddie Edwards was playing chess with Raven at Shady Acres, and then Raven helped Eddie Edwards escape.
Oh, that sounds kind of cool. Maybe I'll have to watch it.
And then Johnny Impact and Taya defeated Moose and Tessa Blanchard. Tessa tapped out to a submission Taya.
Right on. Yeah, it's just a matter. There's just too much these days, man. There's just too much. Let's talk about this. Shane Strickland might be going to WWE also.
Or maybe not.
Shane.
Oh, go ahead.
I'll do this one. Wrestling Observer Newsletter has this.
Yeah.
Shane Strickland's situation is still up in the air regarding WWE. The basic update is Strickland is almost surely winding up in WWE, but not right now. His MLW contract that he negotiated did give him an out clause to go to WWE. However, he still has his Lucha Underground contract that doesn't allow it at this time. So he'll be like Ricochet was, basically waiting out his contract time and then probably starting up after that. He should just leave. If WWE doesn't care about contracts, what's Lucha Underground going to do? Didn't they send out those cease and desist to, have you got another new patron?
Oh, yeah, for people that
Cassie Priest.
That were putting spoilers up, yeah.
For putting spoilers up, which is terrible.
Yeah.
And
that didn't go anywhere, so.
It's just Lee, just Lee, just go. Just go, who cares? They're not going to do a season.
Well, they haven't confirmed anything. And then I guess the producers of Lucha Underground said that if there is a new season, it's going to kind of be a reboot. So there's no telling if they're actually going to bring any of the other talents back or the previous talents back, maybe because they're too expensive.
Did you hear about the Chelsea Green thing? They said she wasn't even under a contract. They just liked her so much because she was like, nah, I don't want to do a contract because I'm probably going to be heading to you know where. And they're like, well, we like her so much, we're going to do a bunch of tapings with her anyways. And then she, in fact, got signed by NXT. And so she's going to be like, she's doing NXT, the house show circuit right now while she's on TV with Lucha Underground.
Oh, no, their season's over.
But wasn't there some? When did their season end?
3 or 4 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
Well, she was signed with NXT that long time.
In any event, she was signed to NXT while the episodes were playing.
Yeah. Interesting. One more bit of news. We could have a member of Beer Money as the NWA champion, Steve.
Bob Roode is confirmed leaving. No. Wow, the mass exodus begins. Bob Roode leaves WWE.
No, it's the other guy. James Storm. He set the challenge, Nick Aldis, for the NWA title at the NWA pop-up event, New Year's Clash, in Clarksville, Tennessee, on January 5th, the day after Wrestle Kingdom.
Not to be confused with New Year's Dash, which is also on January 5th.
Same day, but that's...
But far away.
At Kirk and Hall, yes.
This is the Clash, New Year's Clash.
In Clarksville, Tennessee.
What is a pop-up event, please?
Well, you know, like there's a pop-up, you know, like some shops will set up pop-up shops where they just build a store.
Like a kiosk.
For like a flash release.
Yeah.
And then as soon as release is done, store is gone.
How many shirts do you think we'd sell if we did a pop-up out here in Fair Oaks Village? Around the corner at
maybe
the
Chicken Park.
Maybe one,
just because someone's curious.
Oh, it could be, yeah.
But if we announced it in advance,
people
maybe,
would show up. Would
maybe
people
10,
show up?
Maybe yeah. 10. Oh, did we do it?
Let's check.
Whoa!
One
we
away.
Are one shirt away from discontinuing this. Done.
So people got to think. If they want this shirt to live on forever, then you either no one has to buy one or someone has to buy two.
Can I just say it's kind of obscene that like this has sold 68 shirts. None of our shirts on the... I don't believe any of our shirts on Pro Wrestling Tees have individually sold 68.
You sure? I would think like the...
Maybe
the Hey, You're Not Me shirt sold
maybe
a lot.
That. But 68 is a lot. That's reaching Frendo market numbers mm-hmm. because those are specialties. We mm-hmm. you know do a lot well, of extra marketing for those.
This is a specialty garment too, man. Don't sell it short. Anyways, where are James Storm's chances for victory? None, right? Nick Aldis if you're taking that title.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
He ain't losing that title at no pop-up show.
No.
No, man.
It's going to be...
It's like a seasonal show?
A special event.
All in two.
Yeah.
Nick Aldis in.
Mm-hmm.
Two.
Two.
Two. Yeah.
All right, let's take some questions.
All right, let's do that. I think I posted a thread on the Patreon.
Well, we got a couple here in Super Chat. Rich Hardesty, I was excited to watch Impact and Jordan Grace came out. Found out I don't have pop on my cable service, so I can't watch. I'd like a network change. No news on that front, other than there's no news. Patrick Sparks.
They're still talking to people.
Patrick Sparks is with a plea. Do not discontinue that shirt. I'm broke right now. He wants it for the Christmas, but he can't afford it right now. Is that going to change your mind at all?
Well, he needs to hope that two people buy the shirt
this?
Before I look at it
how about
next.
This? No, how about this? We have to get 69 before this show ends, this stream ends. And if we don't, deal's off.
That's a big deal. That's a way different deal than we originally advertised.
I know.
Still at 68.
So in the next 15 minutes or so,
ooh.
If we hit 69 sales,
oh no,
then it's limited edition.
Oh, man.
So if you're thinking about buying it, consider that.
How about
this? If you
want
other people to try to get it.
If we don't hit 69 by Sunday at 5 a.m., which is 24 hours from when this goes live on VOD on YouTube, then we both discontinue it and keep it in perpetuity. Alex Foster, whenever the elite non-OG guys are mentioned going to WWE, Yujiro Takahashi is always left out of the conversation compared to the other seven. Does he not have a future there? There is sort of a weird in-between thing, right? Because does Hangman Page and Yujiro and the Tokyo Pimp...
They're a tag team in Tag League right now.
Okay.
Or were, yeah.
But Tokyo Pimp's not part of the Elite. And then there's...
You know, I guess he was in the last episode.
And then... Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
But he's not part of the cast of the Elite because the opening credits, you get Kenny,
clearly.
Cody, the Bucks, Marty, Hangman, and who am I missing? Whatever, there's six.
And then,
there's two Jackson brothers at seven.
Then,
that's kind of as one entity.
That's good. There's Flip and SCU.
Yes.
They're more cast members, I would say, than
Tokyo Pimp. Yeah. They're regulars.
Right.
But they're not members of the Elite.
No, they're not. No, they're not. Further, there's Chase Owens.
Mm-hmm.
Did you read Meltzer's little write-up about being at the mall?
Yeah.
He said, you know, he's like, last Wednesday, 12-1, I was at...
It's like he was filing a report.
He was filing a report for his experience at the mall. It was a three-star experience.
Experiential piece.
I went to a pretzel maker Five-star pretzel.
Five-star pretzel. They toss a little extra butter on it for me.
You can make a six-star pretzel.
Dust a little cinnamon and sugar on that. Might have been five and a half stars.
You might break the star system. So, what was I saying?
I have no idea.
Him and Chase Owens, where are they?
Oh, they're in some sort of Bullet Club purgatory, essentially. Where they're not full-on members of the Elite. They're obviously
Limbo not, Club.
Yeah, no, full-on members of BCOG.
What is real?
I know.
I'm not sure that I'm a member of the group. Anyways, yeah, I don't know. I'm up
maybe Chase Owens.
Possibly Tokyo Pimp. Maybe Chase Owens. Oh, man. Christopher Appersand. I feel like Wrestle Kingdom 13 isn't getting any buzz like last year. Should we be worried?
No.
What's the main event?
Kenny Omega versus the Ace.
Ooh, that's going to be a good one.
Chris Jericho versus Tetsuya Naito.
Ooh, that's going to be a good one.
Okada versus Jay White.
That's going to be good.
Yeah, probably Young Bucks versus Guerrillas of Destiny.
Could be good.
Bone Soldier versus Kushida.
Yeah, man.
That's going to be great.
Kushida.
Maybe Kota Ibushi if he wins that open weight title against Will Ospreay.
Nothing you've said matters. Christopher, I'll tell you why. Buzz or no buzz, it's going to be the best thing of the year. New Japan Battle Royal. Yeah. Oh, man. And we're going to be live streaming our reactions to it.
Oh, gosh. Got to load up on the coffee for that.
Oh, yeah, man. Maybe Chase
Coffee
Owens.
Coffee Club.
Keeps me awake. Let's see here. Steve Klein. Are you guys going to catch Impact's homecoming pay-per-view? I'm stoked for the LAX versus Lucha Brothers
match.
Yeah,
that should be great.
I'm going to try, but, man, there's a lot.
There is a lot. When is that? This month?
I don't know.
Sometime in December.
Question Club. Let's see here. Pumpkin Bomb. What are some revival dream matches you guys would want to see if they were to leave WWE?
Young Bucks.
He says, I'm sorry. He said, besides Young Bucks.
Lucha Brothers.
LAX.
Mm-hmm.
Bwah, say yeah.
Yeah.
We can go home. Suplex Casey, what's the best case scenario for AEW wrestling, if it's even a real thing? Do you think they can recreate and sustain the hype they've had this year? No, I don't. Because they don't have that Bullet Club branding anymore, man. People have moved on already. As
I don't know,
evidenced
man.
By Dave
yeah,
Meltzer's
no,
trip
I know,
to the mall.
I know. Being the Elite audience is a pretty solid one. What are average numbers for being the Elite? About 200,000?
Yeah, 150.
I'd think that'd be the floor. 150.
One, but for what? But what?
For their weekly programming.
On TV?
Yeah.
That's the floor?
Yeah. I know it's not great. That's Impact numbers.
I think its floor is probably closer to Impact numbers.
Well, 150 is not that far from 125 or 116 or whatever it is.
Impact's floor is 100. What,
yeah,
didn't hit 98 at one point?
Yeah, that's the floor.
I don't know, man. It all depends on a TV deal.
Oh, yeah.
It depends on
it
where
depends
they...
on the reach of the TV deal, too. If they end up on something comparable to Pop TV or Access, the numbers would be far lower than they would be if they get on
NBC
Sports.
Well, WGN is the thing that makes sense. WGN is the thing that makes sense because they carried the first hour, the 0 hour of All In. So that would make some amount of sense.
Yeah.
And All In had 116,000. That's
I thought it was 165.
Oh, it was 165. Yeah, I'd say 100,000 is the floor. I'd say that. Now, is that something that's worthwhile? Is that something that can generate the kind of revenue that they need to keep it sustainable?
No.
Probably not, right?
Not initially. But I guess the idea is to take that as a starting point and build.
Yeah.
If they have investors that are in it for the long haul.
Yeah.
And by that I mean 5 years or so.
And I think one of the main problems is WWE. That's their biggest problem.
Well, obviously.
You know, they're just going to be snapping up everybody. So I don't know. I don't think anything's sustainable.
Depends if the Khan family is willing to write some pretty sizable checks.
I'm telling you, man, once a hobby gets too out of hand, you don't want to deal with it anymore.
Oh, yeah.
But I hope. I don't know. I hope.
But, I would think that All Elite Wrestling would have one leg up on Impact in that Impact still has that stigma. of being Impact. It's not what it used to be.
Not to the wrestlers, evidently.
Oh, I know.
They're signing a lot of good wrestlers.
I know, but if maybe in the eyes of some WWE talent, signing from WWE to Impact would seem like a step down.
Here's why I don't think it does. I don't think Impact has that stigma. Because at one point early this year, they had... What was their highest rating?
Oh, I think it was around 300.
They had 300,000, which is good.
It's good, but that's pretty good. That was in line with what they've been doing for the last few years. It's just this last year that's really tanked.
Yeah. I don't think that's due to the stigma. I think it's just due to because there's so much stuff out there. And on top of that,
I don't think the ratings tank because any sort of stigma. I just think the perception around Impact, not like it used to be exactly, but there's still kind of the lingering aftertaste. Oh, Impact.
I don't know.
That place has run so poorly for years. Just for WWE talent's eyes, you're in WWE, your contract's up or you get released. What do? You sign with Impact, which kind of still has the...
I don't think it does. And the reason
or do you
is
go
this.
With the hotter brand, which is pretty much the Young Bucks?
The bottom,
you go with the hotter brand.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's a good point because it's a hotter brand, not necessarily because there's a stigma. I mean, all I got to do is call up their friends in Impact and say, hey, are you guys getting paid on time? Yeah. Okay, cool. I mean, that's all you got to do. Because all they need is to get their money on time. But what you said is true in terms of AEW is going to be the hot thing, you know. And I think people are gonna care about that.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Winemaker. Can managers be a thing again? I listen to Cornette every week and I feel done right. Managers could be great in today's product. Being the mouthpiece of a stable and not just the voice of a shit talker. What do you guys think? I think in situations, sure. Like, look at Paul Ellering for Authors of Pain.
I mean,
he was great.
Heyman's still now with Lesnar.
You look at the difference between, like, a really, really well-done manager situation with Authors of Pain, and then you look at a really, really bad situation with a manager, like Authors of Pain.
Yeah.
With Drake Maverick.
Yeah, it's horrible.
And, yeah, it can totally be done right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not for everybody, but for the situations where it warrants it, it can add a huge thing to it, to a crew.
Mm-hmm.
Or it can be a big detriment.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice. Honky Tonk Man promises a big 2019. For who? Anyway.
Yeah, I know.
Did you read stuff on Twitters?
I did not.
Did I post one on Twitter?
I don't know.
Well, we'll find out right now. I think I did. Blunt Club.
Oh, yeah, you did.
The Grappling Gamer, would you rather have Raw, SmackDown, Live swap main events for pay-per-views minus the big ones, or would you rather have them alternate B-level pay-per-views? For example, May is Raw's month, the next one is SmackDown. I would love to see them do alternating months.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fewer pay-per-views should mean better pay-per-views, I would think.
Dukari Sanchez, it seems like NXT is going to get a little crowded, so what would you guys rather see happen? NXT has a mass exodus of its current roster, go to the main roster, or have NXT get a main event type show that shows matches from the house show circuit?
I would love an NXT. I don't want like a ton of New Japan people just showing up on main roster. I'd love an NXT house show. Show. That'd be cool. Although I'm already complaining about there being too much wrestling anyways.
Yeah, no.
Brandoon, if Sin Cara, Chris Jericho, Brock Lesnar, and Kurt Angle all got into a shoot bar fight, who would win? My money's on Jericho.
Yeah,
that guy's checked everybody. And then he got into a fight like
someone's
trying
to get into tour bus.
On a bus, ran some dude off, put him in the walls of Jericho. I don't think that.
No, he had like full mount on him, was punching him in the face.
It was like a Luthez press. I think he tackled him or something.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Brian Rodriguez, would Kenny Omega going to WWE take away from his best in the world or best bout machine mystique?
No, I think the way he keeps that mystique is keep having great matches.
Yeah.
Rod, with news of a possible Queen of the Ring tournament happening, what eight women would you put in the tournament and who would you have win it? Let's take champions out of it. No Ronda, no Becky Lynch.
Let's use it. How about this? The way they used to use it, like with Austin, with what they were going to do with Triple H that year. Build new stars with it.
Mm-hmm,
Sonya Deville wins.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the story.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things they used to talk about with her, she like didn't she fight like two fights in one night and won some tournament?
Oh, maybe, yeah.
In MMA?
Maybe.
I think that was her.
She wins it.
Yeah, I think that's great. That's going to be my pick, too.
Building a new star.
Either Sonya Deville or Ember Moon.
Yeah. See, Ember's already a star.
Oh, I agree.
But she's great. Mary Kintmas asks, if and when Triple H becomes the man in charge, do you think we could see a New Japan WWE crossover like the ones WCW had in the early 90s?
Doubtful.
I think that's becoming more and more doubtful by the day because of global localization.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Just trying to find some non-news here.
Right on. So, yeah, listen up. $5 and up patrons, we're about to do a bonus episode where we're going to record live tape trade. That's going to be going up on like Monday morning. So we've got that. We've got some non-news, some slightly real news perhaps. That's awesome. So check that out. We're going to be going live in about 10 minutes for that over on the Patreon. Yep. So come by and say hello.
Yes.
And there is some music for you. There it is. Anyway, thanks so much, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate it. And I've got to do one more check on the shirt.
Oh, yeah.
If it's at 69... we're discontinuing. Oh, it's at 69.
Oh,
we've got to discontinue it forever.
Oh,
goodbye,
man.
Goodbye, everybody. Have a good day.
What a sad day.
Be a part of Going In Raw today at patreon.com/Steven Larson. Starting at $1 a month, you can enjoy Going In Raw ad-free, gain access to the daily 30-minute Going In Raw post-show, exclusive merchandise, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.